This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 218. Coming in May, George Clooney is...
My Little Pony.
Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another awesome episode of our podcast. I am well rested. How about you?
No, my back hurts.
Well, you shouldn't, be engaging in that kind of activity.
Sleeping requires me to be on my back.
Doesn't require you to be on
my back. I'm not a belly sleeper.
Well... I don't think anybody on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, is. But if you want to check it out and ask us questions, you can visit us online at the address, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landavesh.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you need to go there and you need to hit the subscribe button.
That's right. If you hit the subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes of our podcast the moment we put them out on the internet to make them available for your ear listening pleasure. But you should also interact with us because we do have a Ping account. I just have to remember to actually put stuff in that Ping account because, well, we listen to music too and we do some fun things over there. So make sure that you're interacting with us in iTunes in all the different ways that you can do that because it'll be fun.
And if you don't want to do that, that'll make you lame.
You don't want to be lame.
But you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But be looking out for all the great other shows that come along underneath our banner.
That's right. We're not the only things that exist in the Land of Esh. So while you listen to our new episodes on every Monday, you can follow that up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which happens to be co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. And on Wednesday, you can follow that up with even more awesomeness with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So right there, we've got a bunch of different sides of your nerd covered, from video games to computer games, some music, some sports. I mean, we're so nerdy that we share in the nerd with you. And we like it when you share your nerd with us. I don't want to say show us your nerd, because that could...
Whoa.
But we share in
your nerd. That would be a hit or miss, because someone would be like, here's my terabyte of awesome geek music videos, which would be totally
nerdy.
Or
here's my nerd raid cock. For... Yeah... We don't.
What?
Wow. No.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
No, I was like wow, like no.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wow, you're a little defensive.
Because?
Is it because every time I say wow, you're like, I got the itch?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm so over it, so I really wish you would stop talking about it. I'm not even excited about Cataclysm, which I should be, but I'm not.
Well, that's good, because that warms my
heart
area. Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
good.
That's good. That makes me feel good. Dennis Leary is the man. Anyway, when you're not checking out all those podcasts all the way up to Hump Day, there's all the different stuff that we write on our respective websites, which you can find in one place, www.landofesh.com. You can also subscribe to our magazine, get a copy there, both print and digital, new issue getting ready to drop. It's going to be hot! It's going to be straight fire! I'm so excited! Aren't you excited?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm not talking to the dog.
Oh. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, you sound so excited.
I am so excited.
Yeah. And listen, I can't to the hide tone it. Of my voice. Can't you not
I'm
hear
about
the
to
inflection?
Lose control, and I think I like it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, you can also interact with us through Twitter. All of our individual accounts you can actually find very quickly by visiting my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and checking out the Land of Esh list. Everybody that's involved in the Land of Esh that I know about, their Twitter information is right there. So right there, boom, bang, boom. You can follow all of us and get all kinds of random awesomeness in your daily feeds, We've got stuff on Flickr. We've got stuff on YouTube. We've got stuff on freaking...
Ustream. Boston Bash Brigade, but I show up sometimes.
They're part of the Land of Ash. So there's stuff on Ustream. There's stuff on Facebook. We're so close. We're one fan away from being able to claim our vanity URL. So
hey, guys, that one person...
It could be you. That one for us.
If you're somebody I know and you go to PAX East, I will buy you a drink.
Dude, you're going to get broke. Because Kay already hit us up. Kay Monk.
She's our 100th?
No, she hit us up. You only need 25.
Oh.
To get a vanity URL on Facebook.
Oh, well,
we got 24. But Kay already hit us up about PAX East. Because if you actually went to the Facebook page, you'd actually see I started a discussion about PAX East. And, you know, who's going to be there.
Kay Monk. Well, I'll buy her a drink anyway.
We're doing drinks.
Woohoo!
You should probably, like, check the page out.
Damn,
it might be a good thing, because, yeah. I mean, you're an admin on the page.
I know, I saw that. I saw that update on Facebook.
And you didn't go?
No.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you're the community manager.
I know.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna really seriously put that hat on.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because, you know, it's
can
all
it be
pretty.
Can it be a fedora? Is it a fedora?
It is a fedora, and it even has a feather in it, and you just keep walking by it.
Oh, my God. Is it a peacock feather?
It is.
Shit. I'm gonna wear that hat. You should wear the fuck out of that hat.
You should probably wear that hat because it's like sitting on the shelf, just like, why won't you wear
it? That's it. I'm donning the hat.
Mm-hmm.
The hat has been donned.
Mm. Yes.
Is that the proper way to?
I don't know.
Like adorn. You adorn it or don it.
You would don a cap.
Yeah.
Adorn means that you would actually decorate it.
Oh. Embellish it. See, look at all those $10 words, people.
Oh, yeah. Somebody studied their SAT vocabulary book. What? I'm sorry. That just jumped out. I'm in a little ghetto right now. It's because of what I've been playing.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to jump right in. We've got some questions from you guys, which, you know, we
love to
get. Oh, my
God. Did you just totally do my gun thing?
I did. No. First of all, I'm...
You guys. I totally did that in my second video on YouTube.
You might have done that, but I've been doing it since before you were born. So, yeah. Nice try, sis. We've got a question. First one up. Was actually submitted to us by Bacon Bits.
Bacon Bits with a Z.
And who doesn't like bacon?
Or bits of bacon.
Or bits of bacon, because that's just yummy little niblets of bacon. But you can eat so many of them.
You can eat a lot of bits of bacon and not feel full like if you were eating strips of bacon.
Right, and you don't feel like you're eating like a whole pig, but literally like you probably eat a handful of bacon
bits. You're probably eating a whole pig.
You're eating like, you know...
A little bit of a...
You're eating some pork there, but it's yummy because it's bacon.
Yep.
So there.
So, get on to the question. What'd he ask?
So, he has an iPod Touch and has been downloading a lot of game apps on the device, but wanted to know what we thought were some of useful applications that you had, not just game stuff, on the device to be aware of. And so, you know, that's really subjective. It depends on the kind of user you are on your device. But I kind of trolled through my apps on both my iPhone and on my iPad, focusing on ones that'll work on iPhone, iPod Touch, you know, and iPad. And I know that you went through your phone kind of looking at what you have, because it's only useful to you if it's something that you want to have on your device. Like, I have bought, quote-unquote, especially for the free apps, a lot of different applications, and have streamlined both my phone and my iPad down to just the stuff I really use on a regular basis. So that's kind of like my definition of useful. If it's something that I touch more than once a day, you know, then it's useful. And so that's what I use to concoct my
kind
of
list. You know, if you touch it more than twice, you're playing with it, right?
Well, I like to play with it, though.
And
it's an iPad!
Right.
It's an iPhone 4. Who doesn't like to play with it?
That's what kids are calling it these days.
That's what they call it. I was diddling my iPhone. Whoa. Doodling. Because I had the Doodle application. I was doodling it.
Anyways. So, all right. Apps. Useful, not useful. Go.
Okay. So, as far as useful apps go, I've kind of got some that are... Most of them are free, actually, which makes them highly useful, especially if you are a broke ass. But there are a couple that do cost money, but I think if you are a power user of the device, it definitely
is a good solid investment.
So the first one that I have on the list is Bump.
I was about to say, because I need to get Bump on my phone.
Yeah, Bump is a great application. It's a free application, and what it allows you to do is through a 3G connection or through Wi-Fi, so this is how it works, you know, for your iPod Touch, Bump allows you to basically... bump your device to another device, another iPhone, another iPod Touch, and transmit information to that device directly. So rather than having to, like, cable it or email it and all that kind of stuff, if I'm out someplace and let's say I've got a picture on my phone and you want it, rather than me going into my photos, selecting the picture, saying I want to email it, waiting for it to put it in an email, and then putting your email address in, I can actually go right into my Bump application, say I want to transfer a picture, you open up Bump on your device, and then we literally bump hands with our devices,
clink,
and it instigates the transfer of the information. You can also transfer over your contact information that way. So, you know, if I'm out at a trade show and I run out of business cards, if somebody that I want to give my information to has an iPhone and has Bump, then I can bump them my information. And what's great about Bump is outside of, you know, the photo transfer, the contact information, you can actually select what off of your contact card you want to bump when you're bumping. So let's say that, you know, I just want to give the contact my name, my ESH mail account, because I got a bunch of email accounts, that, and then our business mailing address as opposed to, like, my actual, like, mailing address. Mm-hmm. I can select that in Bump and say, I just want to bump these pieces of information. So I don't have to give anybody all of my contact information, like every messenger name, all my Twitter name. I can just select which ones I want to use for that Bump instance or for Bump in particular. And it's free. So it's a great way to, you know, do transfers. Like when I was at E3 and Gamer Edie and I were hanging out in the Harmonix MTV Games booth, I ran into Method Man, who smells like vanilla, by the way. That was hot.
The more you know.
Ding! And she took a picture with her phone because I couldn't get my camera up and running fast enough. And so then we're like, okay, well, can you email it to me? And she goes, well, do you have Bump? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, bink! And just bumped the pictures over to me. And I didn't have to worry about, okay, let's get the email and get ready for this and then wait for it to go through AT&T. We were able to just do it right then and there on the spot. So I think that Bump is a really, really useful application, especially because it is
free!
Exactly. The next one, which is also a free application that I think is really useful, is Dropbox.
Yep. You could use that just about on your phone, on your computer.
You can use it on your phone, on your
black hole.
Pretty much.
In your mom.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Well, you could.
No. No, Eshmom would not.
Eshmom could use Dropbox.
No, Eshmom wouldn't know what to do with a Dropbox.
She'd be like, where does it go?
Exactly, and I can't really explain that.
No, but she could use it, she just wouldn't understand the purpose of you. But she could do it, it's really easy.
Yeah, she could do it, but she has no need.
Click, where'd it go? It's gone.
Now, how do I get that out of a box thing? No. But basically, if you're not familiar, I mean, you use Dropbox way more than I do.
Yeah, I do.
But it's online storage space that you can get a hold of anything that you put in the Dropbox just about any place that you go. So if I have a file that I need, rather than, again, worrying about, you know, is it going to not fit in an email attachment size limitation or you know, am I going to need to have a full-blown computer to get it? You can basically store all kinds of stuff in Dropbox. I believe that they give you, like, 2 gigs of storage for free.
Yeah.
And then as you recommend friends to the system, they'll up your storage as they come on board from your recommendation for up to, like, 8 gigs.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
You know, so it's basically just a massive thumb drive in the sky. A lot of times I'll use Dropbox to send proofs and specs of graphic work to people rather than having to sign up for, like, a YouSendIt account or anything like that. And it's great because PDFs that I put up in Dropbox audio files that I put up in Dropbox, when I'm actually accessing it on my iPod, on my iPhone or on my iPad, they'll actually play through. So I can read the PDFs on Dropbox. At that time, I don't have to store them, put a hard digital copy on my device. I can basically read them off the web from the Dropbox application. And as far as audio files go, I can play them back, which is really nice on the device at that point in time. So if I need to, like, proof a video or things like that, for the stuff that you can't fit in email attachment, you know, the fact that I can drop it into my Dropbox from my computer and then have access to it on either my iPhone or my iPad as long as I have either my phone connection or Wi-Fi connection is great. So I love Dropbox for that. I also think that Instapaper is a great application.
I have no idea what that one is.
So if you're a reader, and I like to think that I am, Instapaper basically allows you to
read a newspaper?
No, but kind of, sorta. It allows you to basically bookmark an article that you think is interesting and basically set
it to one similar like that one too?
No, but it lets you collect them in what it calls read later. And so it basically stores a copy of that article in the Instapaper server, and then you can go back and you can read it at any point in time. So a lot of times when I'm out on the road and I've come across an article that I think of, you make, you know, great fodder for an article in the magazine or something that I want to talk about on the web, rather than trying to, okay, copy it or print it to PDF, I can just mark it as read later. And then when I go into Instapaper, it'll show me all of my articles. It'll let me highlight things out and run notes about them, which is really neat. So I basically am sourcing myself. So that way I have all the credits that I need when I'm talking about things. And it's really nice that I can access it. Again, you can create a simple bookmarklet for free on your web browser, and then have access to those things, you know, the stuff that you'd want to read later, you can do. And so I love Instapaper for that, and it's free. One that does, however, cost money that I really, really like is called Delivery Status Touch. And if you do a lot of ordering online,
which a lot of us do, I haven't done that much.
Or you do a lot of shipping of things, it's a great little application. It does cost money. It's $4.99. It works on the iPhone, iPod Touch, as well as the iPad. But Delivery Status Touch will let you track everything, and it's a gorgeous application. And by everything, I mean just about everything. You can track Amazon.com orders, Amazon.de orders, UPS, FedEx, the Postal Service stuff that has tracking numbers, Canadian packages, just about anything you can think of that is a major shipper, Delivery Status Touch can track. Even stuff from Apple shipping out of Apple China.
I might need to invest in that application.
It's a neat little application. It ties in with the Google mapping piece so that you can actually see as you're...
Can you see the boat that it's on from China?
You can't see the boat that it's on from China.
How about the airplane?
You can't see the plane. Although it'd be great if they could like integrate like that flight control thing application. So you can actually see, like, a little plane animation when it's coming over. But it integrates with the Google Map API so that as your stuff is shipping, you can actually see with the customary little blue dot that we're all used to seeing on the Google Maps on an iDevice, as your package is moving, how it's moving and how close it is and when it's out for
delivery. Can you see how hot the UPS guy is?
No. I'm sure there's an app for that, but I don't know about it. So if you do a lot of shipping, which I do, and receive a lot of packages with tracking numbers, it's a great way to keep track of all of your stuff that's coming in, going out, where it is. There are buttons so that you can actually see the information direct from the shipper within the app, so you don't have to bounce out of it into the web browser app.
Okay.
Which is really nice. So, that's one that I like. I also have the Conventionist, which is on my iPhone.
Oh, and I think you showed that to me.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of people know about the Conventionist, but if you do a lot of conventions, it's a great little app to have. It's a free application as well. But what's nice about the Conventionist is as conventions are posted, you can add them to the application, and it basically downloads in PDF form all of the floor maps for that particular convention.
So, like, PAX East.
PAX Prime, exactly.
E3.
Mm-hmm. And so that way, rather than having to carry around a lot of paper and trying to figure things out, you now have a digital version of those things that you can, you know, set points on.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that the Conventionist is a really, really neat app. And then, obviously, Skype is a must-have.
On the phone?
On the phone. Especially if you talk to people. Like, I text more people, really, on Skype, as far as the messenger goes, and send files more than I do...
Talk. See, I talk a lot.
You know, with the iPhone being on the AT&T network, there are times where I have Wi-Fi and I have no bars. And so when that happens,
You use Skype to make your call.
I can Skypes.
Awesome.
Which is nice.
So let's see.
It doesn't suck. I have the Joystick app, which I find really useful because I enjoy reading Joystick. Same thing with Engadget. I find it a lot easier to navigate Engadget through the Engadget app than from going through the Engadget website.
Right.
On both my iPad and on my iPhone.
What about music?
I'm going to let you handle music. I only have a couple more. Dragon Dictation is an absolute
dragon dictation?
Yes, like rawr, dragon fire. Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Like rawr. Well, that's more like what a lion, but fire. Well,
how does a dragon dictate?
Well,
with its fire.
Careful.
With its fire.
No. But the dragon is the name of the company, like Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh.
You probably heard about them.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, I'm like, dragon dictate?
Yeah. And so dragon dictation is made by the Dragon Naturally Speaking guys, and what it allows you to do is basically take some voice memos. So, like, if I have a quick thought, I can use dragon dictation to actually record it. It's kind of limited on its recording time, so, like, I couldn't do a long interview, but about, you know, a minute of recording is what it will do, and I can actually speak it, and then it will actually turn that into text that I can then email off, tell it to send it to my texting application, whatever I need. So if I want to rattle off real quick, you know, especially if I'm getting into the car, because I don't believe in texting while you're in the car, you know, if
especially
I have
now in Massachusetts where it's like illegal and
it's
shit.
It's like crazy illegal, which is a good thing. You know, I can basically send off, hey, Panda, don't forget, we've got to do the podcast on Sunday, not Saturday. And if I want to send that as an email, I can actually say that to the phone, hit a button, and it'll automatically create the email for me. So it's a neat little application. Like I said, the thing that doesn't make it, like, crazy useful is the limitation on time, because it bounces information up to their server so that they can listen to your voice and then bounce back to the application what it's saying.
Right.
So it's limited in its usefulness, but it's a great little app to have on hand just in case. The final one that I have is Text Expander. Now, I loved Text Expander until this latest version where they went ahead and made it a full-blown app instead of a system preference on the Mac, which has really pissed me off because now it's outlived its usefulness. But what Text Expander allowed you to do is basically to create keywords or phrases that would basically do text replacement for you. So one typo that I make all the time is I type O2 when I mean to write T-O.
Okay.
Okay, and rather than having to spend so much time going back and forth trying to fix it, what Text Expander would allow me to do is create whenever I type O-T and a space for it to automatically go, oh, you meant to write T-O, so I'm going to fix that for you.
Oh, man.
Okay, I have a really long email address, and so I used to be able to put in as a tag ninmail. And it would just replace that in any application that I was in with my full email address.
Oh, that's cool.
If I was writing an email, I could write, you know, like ESH open, and it would do the opening two paragraphs of the email for me that I would just pre-type out. And then I could change whatever it is I want. So it's a great little application if you do a lot of typing. And now they've brought it over to the iPhone and the iPad. So if you, you know, typically want to have rather than use the stupid signature thing that's built in on the iPhone or the iPad for your email, you know, I can create a bunch of different signatures that I want, and then I can just type whatever tag that I want, okay, and it'll automatically replace it.
Awesome.
Same thing. I don't recommend using it for passwords. Some people I know have used it for passwords, but then you have a tag that will type in a password. If you get used to typing in the tag, you may forget what the frickin' password is. Someone's like, I don't know, you people kind of cuckoo. But it exists on the iPad and the iPhone, so for those things that you type in a lot, like my email address, I've got a tag for that. The opening of an email, I have a couple of different signatures that I use it for. And not every application is Text Expander aware, but more and more are. So if you do a lot of writing, like I don't really use it much on my phone, but I use it all the time on my iPad. So it just depends on how you're using a device of whether or not it's useful. So that's my list. Now, you brought up music.
Yeah,
I think you have way more music apps.
I only have one.
Really?
But it's useful.
Yeah.
You know, so say you're driving along, you're on a bus, if you're on the bus, you know, someone's got, you know, an iPod connected to a giant speaker, and there's a song on the radio, and you have no clue who sings it.
Who that is?
It's like, who is that with that awesome beat? There's an application that you do get, I do believe it is free. Shazam, I think.
Shazam is weird.
I think it was.
It was
initially
free.
But I think
initially,
now you pay.
And now you gotta pay for it, and there's like three flavors of Shazam. There's like Shazam, Shazam Encore, and then Shazam Red, which is like part of Project Red, I think. So yeah. Part of the
process. Well, I had the blue one. I had like the first one that was free.
Yep.
And I haven't updated, and I you don't really need to for what its purpose is.
Right.
So say
it's just a tagger.
Panda's on a bus. Yeah, it's a tagger. So I'm on a bus. Someone's got
Panda's
a song on.
Panda's on a bus.
And I want to know what the song is.
She want to know what the song is.
And I flip on my Shazam.
She gets out the Shazams.
And you hold it up to the speaker that the sound is coming out of.
And now she is Shazamming.
And and it will tell you in a couple of minutes. So you got to hold it there for the whole, because it scans the whole few, like,
yeah, and
about
you can
a minute
set
or so.
How much time that it uses. I have mine set to like 12 seconds.
And it will scan it, and then it will let you know what song it is. And then it will keep it in a list so you can go back later and say, oh, that's the song, I'm gonna buy it. And it, usually right after that, if you want to buy it, it will bring you right back to the iTunes store where you can purchase it if you do it that way.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a much better than, you know, hoping to God that the song will come on the radio again and you manage to hear the jockey tell you what the name of the song is.
Right.
So I mean, it's convenient in that musical
although they only
sense.
Play the same 5 songs on the radio before noon.
Well, it depends on what radio station you're listening to.
That's
I know the
true.
One around here, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
But say you're, like, out in, like, Wisconsin or something. I doubt they do that on their stations.
I wouldn't be out in Wisconsin.
Why?
It's cold in Wisconsin this time of year.
Yeah.
I don't like cold.
I like
warm and snuggy.
I like cold because you can get warm and snuggy things
yeah,
to make you warm.
But then you have to go and you have to get the warm and snuggy things, which means you got to get out in the cold.
Yeah.
See, there's no way to avoid the cold.
Yeah, but I feel more rewarded if I've battled through the cold to something warm.
I don't want a reward. I just want to be warm and heavy.
But, I mean, so that's a useful app in terms of the music thing.
Oh, shit, IMDb. How could I forget that?
I know, we talked about games, we talked about usefulness and music. We never talked about movies.
IMDb, crazy useful. Okay, basically the Internet Movie Database on your device. So when you're having that debate about that movie and that guy that you know that was in that show that, like, a year ago, who's now in that movie, you'd be like, hold on, and you can actually go to IMDb and look it up. Crazy useful, crazy, crazy useful.
So I think,
So yeah, that's our list of stuff that we think is useful. If you have any apps that you think that we didn't mention that we should, or that you think are useful, hit us up at mailbag@landofesh.com and let us know, and we'll get it on the show next week. Because the app thing is going to be something that we're going to...
That's going to be progressively growing and
yeah,
growing.
Guess what? I talked about Apple stuff, so you know what that means. I have to do the disclaimer where I tell you that I own Apple stock. So whenever I talk about Apple stuff, and if you buy it or do anything with it, then I make money. And I like making money! But I really like the stuff that I sell. Speaking of apps, one of the things I'll be talking about today is an app. So, basically, I have been playing this game, and I have to thank you, the Twitterati out there, for this one. Because I saw a tweet about it, I think, from Andrew Rainier. It might have been somebody else. It was definitely one of the people that are on my gamers to follow a tab in TweetDeck. But basically said that this game was the best game ever on an iDevice. And I trust my Twitterati folks. I do. I believe that you have the keys to unlock the secrets of the universe. So I followed the recommendation and I got the application. And you were absolutely right. You were absolutely right. So the game is called Cut the Rope. And it is made by Zepto Labs, which is part of...
Hangs out with Chilingo.
Yeah, a company called Chilingo. And it is, by far, the most addictive thing that I play on my iPad. I have it on my iPhone as well, but I play it on my iPad more because it's more fun for me on the iPad. The iPhone version will cost you 99 cents. The iPad version will cost you $1.99. It is absolutely worth it, because basically what you have to do is it's a puzzle solver.
Yep.
And like most puzzle solvers, the puzzles get more difficult as you progress through the levels.
No shit.
But the art is really great, and so is the animation and the music. I mean, it's just a solid, solid game. The character in the game is called Om Nom, and he's a little monster who loves candy. It's all he eats. And what you have to do is you have to solve the puzzle of figuring out how you need to cut the rope or multiple ropes. in order to get the candy to Om Nom. But at the same time, there are also stars that are on the level that you want to try to collect as well as a bonus.
There's three of them.
Yep.
Now, mind you can beat a level by feeding the, getting the candy to Om Nom.
Yes.
But you want to try to get all the stars.
Absolutely.
On the map.
You want to try and get as many stars as possible because you need the stars to unlock later levels.
Yeah.
And so without a certain amount of stars, you will not unlock the next level. But it's really deceptive in how at first it seems really simple and then how it just...
It's like heroin monster. Heroin hero from...
You almost caught me. Chase me. Chase me.
That's exactly what it's like without heroin, though. Or it's a monster, not a dragon.
Yeah, so. he's the cutest little monster, and when you succeed in the level, he basically Om Noms the candy.
He eats it, and he's happy.
And he's happy. But if you don't get the candy to him,
he
makes
at you.
A little frowny face and a little, you know, like, wince, and you feel horrible
about it.
Like, I felt so bad. Like, as I play this game, because I'm addicted now, I have to get the candy to Om Nom. And I feel really bad about myself as a human being.
And he's not even real.
And he's not. But the animation style is great. It's 2D cel shaded.
Yep.
And so it looks really good. The music is very cheerful and bright. And it is really responsive. You know, it does not use the accelerometer, so you don't have to battle that in getting your candy, you know, shaken to the side and things like that, like some of the pinball games. But it is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely worth it. And I think that anybody who has one of these devices should absolutely, absolutely invest in it. You'll love it. I think it's phenomenal. I do.
I would completely agree.
We've been addicted
to it. Ninja had me play. I think I made it through the
first... She put down the Dead Rising 2.
I actually paused for like 50 minutes.
Exactly. It made the Dead Rising 2 stop. And you know how Pandalicious feels about zombies.
I love zombies.
Okay. But it made her back up off the zombies a bit.
I know. I gotta get back into that.
But she did back up off the zombies a little bit. So if you need any other proof that it's worth it. There you have it.
There it is for you. So, black and white.
There, yep. You got it. And we did have another question that came in, you know, because we talked about the social
network movie
last week. And we got a comment in from Redditainment.
What's up, Red?
Red?
And it brought up a valid point. In his message, he basically said that, you know, he has difficulty separating Justin Timberlake. As far as how we know Justin Timberlake, you know, pop singer, NSYNC member, JT, Mr. Sexy Man, you know, whatever, however you all see him, from whatever character that he plays in a movie. Very much like a
Tom
lot of
Cruise.
People have difficulty
the same issue with Tom Cruise.
You know, Tom Cruise is in a movie, and no matter how good he portrays his character, everyone remembers Jumping Nut Boy on Oprah's couch.
Yeah.
You know, and so he wanted to know how we felt, and if we had that same difficulty, and, you know, if he might have specifically been cast to get people to not necessarily see the character he played of Sean as Sean, but as, you know, this guy who thought he was a mega celebrity and kind of a douchebag. You know, and we were talking about this earlier. There are times when I have difficulty seeing Justin as not Justin Timberlake and things.
Yeah.
But then there are other times where I completely forget that it's Justin Timberlake.
Like that Alpha Dog movie that he did?
Yeah, Alpha Dog.
I would, you know, completely went out of his range, out of his acting range. Totally went to this totally different, like, I don't see how he could have made the connections to that character the way that he did. So I was like, whoa, this is not... You know, bye-bye-bye guy
right.
anymore. This is, I'm gonna blow your fucking head off guy.
Yeah, like, I forgot part of the way through the movie that it was Justin Timberlake.
Like,
Justin Timberlake was in the movie.
Yeah.
And you know, that just kind of, I think, plays into and demonstrates just how good of an actor he actually is in certain roles.
I'd say the potential to be a really good actor.
You know, as...
There are pivotal shining moments in his acting career that you're like, yes. And then there are things like Shrek 3.
Yeah. And you're just like, No.
And then there's what? What else did he do?
Well, he's done a lot of appearances on SNL, and I really feel like...
Comedically, I think he's got great timing, though.
He does. He does. And, you know, that more than likely comes from Mickey Mouse
Club. Which is really... Yeah, maybe.
You know, doing all those skits and things like that. Because I think a lot of times people forget was that, you know, before there was the NSYNC...
That there was...
He was on Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah. And so, you know, he was acting and doing those skits. Now, granted, it was child acting, but...
Right.
You know, just like Fergie, everyone forgets that she was on Kids Incorporated.
What?
Or didn't know that she was on Kids Incorporated.
Like me!
Yeah. Yeah, she was one of the kids on Kids Incorporated.
I used to watch Kids Incorporated, like, all the effing time.
Yeah, she was on Kids Incorporated.
Did she go by Fergie?
I can't remember.
She probably didn't.
I probably have to look it up on the internet.
I'll check into that.
But, yeah, I watch that shit all the time. She came out of Kids Incorporated.
It fucked my shit up.
Brittany and Justin came out of the Mickey Mouse.
Didn't Christina come out of the Mickey Mouse Club, too?
I think Christina did come out of the Mickey Mouse Club as well.
Yeah.
Which is why she did the Mulan song. Which blew up her career. In the good way. And then she went the bye way. But now she's back. Kids change, people.
I never had an issue with
Christina Aguilera.
Because she can sing.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference. You know, when she did the whole ex-Tina thing, I was like, I get it. You were at Disney. You had a morality clause. Now you don't have a morality clause. Like, I understand. You know, it's kind of like...
No,
I went to a private Catholic school, and now I have titties. Whee!
I don't think that's what her intention was.
With Dirty? Really? Really?
No.
Really?
Hello, let's...
Genie in a Bottle. Which we know what Genie in a Bottle was like, but she was still dressed, like, in pastels and orange.
Yeah.
And she was covered.
Yeah.
And then she got out from the Disney contract, and
I think she was trying to adhere to the demographic, because if we're gonna go, and we're gonna point fingers at Christina, who obviously has an ability to sing...
I'm not pointing fingers, I'm saying I understand why Dirty happened.
I think Dirty happened because she was trying to compete with Britney, who, you know, just was queen slut of performance.
I don't think there's any competition because Britney can't sing.
But she was marketable to a lot of people.
Yeah, but she was marketable to a whole lot of people with Genie in a Bottle.
Yeah, I know. But okay. I think she felt like because she was Dirty, that to one-up her, she had to be like, well, I can sing and be Dirty.
You don't bring David LaChapelle in unless you are experiencing some things. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because David LaChapelle, you know, he's crafty.
Doesn't he do all those really interesting pictures?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because she brought him in to direct Dirty, and I think he did Fighter as well off of that album.
I liked Fighter.
Yeah, I did too. But I think that album for Christina was the first one that she, like, had complete control over. It was like, okay, now I'm going to be me. Because all this time, I've been you. Like,
yeah,
she's
but then she went
that.
And regrouped. And now she's like, mom.
Yeah, but she still came out with that song. She's like, I still got the nasty in me.
But I'm a mom, too.
But I'm, yeah. I can still...
I have a swagger wagon.
Yeah, I have the swagger wagon and all that. But my swagger...
Is off the chain.
Because it's off the hook. Just so you know. But I going back to Justin.
I know, we
coming
totally
back
tangent.
From tangent land. You know, I think that it depends on the role of whether or not I can disassociate NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye, Future Sex Love Sound, Justin, and whatever character he's playing, or if it's just like, yeah, so NSYNC boy, you're trying to do what now? Like,
yeah.
It just depends. I haven't seen The Social Network, so I can't tell about it, whether or not...
Well, see, since you didn't realize that there was a Sean, there was a double Sean.
I forgot that there are two Seans that started.
So you might want to try to see if you could find a little bit more about Sean Parker.
Yeah, I probably...
And see if he is level with...
Right.
Because now that you realize...
Because the only Sean I ever heard about or knew about was Sean Fanning. Because he was always the one that was on TV whenever they were being
yeah,
sued.
Yeah, so... So, I mean,
I forgot about Sean Parker.
We'll have to do some digging on that to see if there's a true comparison. But yeah. I think in terms of Justin Timberlake also, I think, like, as a voice actor, he's very weak.
Agreed.
Like with Shrek
yeah.
3.
Yeah.
Where you can't physically see him. I think he's got an exuberance in person. Like,
and
as
I think
a performer.
That shows on, like, SNL and
yeah.
stuff when he's doing those...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. We all have to agree. Dick in the Box was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
Okay?
Yeah.
And whenever he does those singing competition mascot things on SNL, When he's like, come on down to Happy Vale. You know, those ones, like, it's crazy funny. And the Single Ladies parody. I mean, come on. You gotta be pretty fucking ballsy and be willing to laugh at yourself.
Oh, yeah, to do that.
Okay, to knowingly go in. Yep, the joke's on me. I'm with it. And then just nail it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It takes a special person.
But, I mean, I guess we'll have another comparison of that because, you know, Justin Timberlake's going to be boo-boo in the new animated...
No, because I'm boycotting that movie. Like, I almost forbid you...
And Dan Aykroyd is Yogi.
No, I almost forbid you from mentioning that horrid, atrocious piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay? The film that shall not be named.
It was actually really funny because I saw the cardboard cutout.
Oh, with the tagline, everything comes in bears?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the way it looked, you know, Yogi here.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like, Boo-Boo's totally taking it from behind right
Boo-Boo
now.
Boo-Boo is the bottom. That's what's going on. And that's like, why his face is like, ah! And Yogi's like, hey! Yeah, no.
It's a little...
No, it's so wrong.
It's a little disturbing.
It's wrong. I'm boycotting that movie.
I had really horrible thoughts about gay bears
of course
having
you did.
Sex.
Yep. Gay bears having sex in the woods. That's why he always wants picnic baskets. He's looking for lube.
You don't put lube in a picnic basket?
Well, it depends on the kind of picnic you're having.
Ew.
Exactly.
I'm having bad thoughts
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm boycotting the movie.
Dan Aykroyd, what...
I guess Dan Aykroyd needs money.
I guess everybody deserves that one bad animated movie. I mean, you know,
Bill
Murray
Dan Aykroyd's already had his one couple of bad movies.
No, I meant animated movies, because we know...
No, it doesn't matter if it's animated or not. You get one bad movie, really, and if you make the mistake a second time, well, that's just double dumbass on you.
I mean...
Dan Aykroyd's already had his. Stop treading on my nostalgia, okay? You messed up Transformers for me. You fucked up G.I. Joe for me. Now, that wasn't enough. What's going to happen?
My Little Ponies. They're going to do My Little Ponies
and Snorks. Are they
going to
do My Little Ponies and Snorks?
And Snorks.
Okay.
Snorks are coming.
What about Gummy Bears?
Fuck no. Don't say that loud.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
They're hearing you. Shh, don't give them any more bad ideas.
Okay.
Oh my God, Gargoyles?
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine if they fucked up Gargoyles?
I would kill a bitch.
I would, like, have to hurt Disney.
I would bomb Disney. You hear that, Disney?
Don't say that. She won't bomb Disney. Okay? Especially if, like...
I don't even know how to make a bomb.
That's good. And don't look it up on the internet, because that would be bad.
Nope.
Because that would be in your ISP records. But I want to know what you guys think.
Boom. I'm going to write boom and put it on... I'll write the word boom and tape it on to Disney. I will theoretically,
I will mentally bomb you in my mind.
Yep, right now. There it goes. Mushroom cloud. There it is, Disney. Right there.
But yeah, you know, it brought up a really good question because there are lots of times where you have entertainers who cross genres and, you know, is the suspension of disbelief easy to see them as somebody else, you know?
Well, I mean, back in the original days of Hollywood, you know, you had to be a triple threat. You'd sang, you danced, and you act.
Right, but more times than not, the focal piece where people would know you from were the movie things that you did, not, you know, the singer things. Like, you didn't have a lot of singers that became
stars. Well, I mean, if you did the movies that were musicals, then you were kind of doing all three
right.
in one place.
Right, but you didn't, you know, you didn't have a lot of Frank Sinatras, okay? You didn't have a lot of that. You didn't have a lot of crooners that then became movie stars and were good movie stars. And, you know, like, when you talk about Sinatra, whenever you see a Sinatra movie, you know, I ask you, do you see the character that Frank is playing or do you see Sinatra playing a dude?
I'd have to be...
Because to be honest, I always see Sinatra playing a dude.
I think I have to agree with you there, but you're like, Frank, you
but
do
it's
whatever
Frank
you
Sinatra,
want.
So you're like, hey, you do
yeah,
the thing.
You do what you're doing, I'm still paying to watch.
You know, exactly. Like, I never believe that Frank Sinatra is not Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it also depends on the level of the notoriety of the person, of whether or not I can disassociate them as I know them from... who they're trying to portray. You know, it's like Halle Berry, okay? I know Halle Berry as an actress, so whenever she plays a role, it's really easy for me to see the person that she's playing
and not
Halle Berry playing this person.
Except in Catwoman.
She wasn't playing anybody in Catwoman. I don't know exactly what was going on there. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't get it.
I like looking at Benjamin Bratt, though. That's about all I remember about Catwoman, really. It was very traumatic for me.
Yeah, I remember the cat, the Egyptian Ma.
Okay. You know, and I remember looking at Sharon Stone going, ooh. But if Halle Berry was to all of a sudden come out with, like, an album and go on tour, I'd see like Halle Berry.
Vanessa Williams.
You know, but I think that really does depend on the level of notoriety of whether or not it's easy to make that disassociation from the known personality to the one that they're playing. You know, like, it's not difficult for me to see a lot of comedians in roles, you know, like Robin Williams. I have no problem not seeing Robin Williams whenever he's playing a role.
But remember, he did a lot of TV acting, Mork and Mindy, where he was doing a lot of his improv stuff, his comedy stuff in that show.
Right. And so,
so
you know,
it depends
again,
on your exposure.
Yeah, yeah. And so with Justin, again, it's just, you know, kind of the role, and it's hit or miss with him.
He's got to be on screen. You got to physically see him because he does have a physical presence.
He just needs to make the decision of what he wants to do. Like, is this the point in his career where he goes, you know what, I enjoy doing this TV and acting thing again, because that's really where he started. On, you know, the Mickey Mouse.
Well, he hasn't made a new album in God knows how long, unless he's working on it.
Well, he's
secret.
Been doing a lot of philanthropic stuff, you know, which is a cool thing, and I take my hat off and give him points for that. But I think that if he stuck with it, he would be a better entertainer, TV movie wise,
than
with the occasional album than constant album stuff. Because how are you going to top Future Sex Love Sounds?
I know, that was actually a really good
album. It was a damn good album, and it was produced really well, and how are you going to top that?
Curing cancer? And singing about it?
I don't think Justin Timberlake is the cure for cancer.
No, no, him finding the cure for cancer and then singing about
it. He would need to go to school to, like, first understand
hey,
all
hey,
of that.
Hey, Lamar didn't go to school, and what did she discover? You know, I'm just saying. It could happen mysteriously. Like, that muse of, like, truth could be like, bing! And you'd be like, give me a napkin. I mean, J.K. Rowling, she was, like, homeless, wrote on a napkin, now what?
Yeah, I give you that.
I'm not saying it's gonna happen.
Extraordinary things happen. And if Justin Timberlake cures cancer, I will totally change my opinions about him. Last bit, game stuff.
Games!
We have some more game stuff, because we talked about the iPad game.
Yeah, but we haven't talked about a console game today.
Yeah, so we're gonna fix that right now. While waiting for Enslaved to ship this weekend, I grabbed a copy of Def Jam Rapstar. I want to thank everybody who hollered at me when I put the question out on our Facebook group of what I should pick up this weekend. And I want to let you know that I did take your advice, because the choice was between Enslaved and Def Jam Rapstar, but I've got a copy of Enslaved coming in actually from Namco, so I was like, well, there's no reason to buy one when one's coming in. So I'll go ahead and I'll give Def Jam Rapstar a try. Now, I visited with Konami, who released this game at E3. You would think that that's where I would have bumped into Method Man, but I didn't. I bumped into some Celtics player, because they were playing the playoffs.
Oh.
At the time, and so he came down because Russell Simmons was there, who I'd seen earlier the day at the Grove, but I was too, like, chicken shit to walk up to Russell Simmons and be like, hey.
Ninja? Nervous?
Russell Simmons makes me nervous because Russell...
Like, owns, like...
Russell's, like, a big deal. And you never know, and he was with his people, like, it was basically him and, like, his lady... But they needed 3 Escalades and 15, like...
Man needs a space.
Bodyguards. So I was like, I want to say hi, but I don't want to die. Tackled?
Right, got
so, it. So I'm just going to let him eat his ice cream. But I watched him eat that ice cream.
Was it very Russell Simmons-y?
No, it was kind of vanilla, actually.
The ice cream?
Yeah, it was vanilla.
Oh.
But it was actually Russell Simmons, because I saw him later in the day at the E3 booth announcing... The performance of Redman that day. And so I got a good look at Def Jam Rapstar, and they had a bunch of PR people throughout the day performing different tracks. And I thought it was really interesting because it was a little bit more than SingStar. I'm not very familiar with the SingStar series. I think the only time I ever played one was when I was here a couple years ago.
Probably, because I have, like, almost all of them, except for the country one.
Yeah, you and Hot Mess were playing, and we're trying to get Eshmom in, and she's having some technical difficulties.
She often does.
With the singing.
She often does.
But I, you know, have never really played one of them. I thought that the Def Jam game was interesting in that the way that it's presented is it's a really kind of interesting mix of new school and old school hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
So you have old school-ish, well, technically it's old school now, LL Cool J with Mama Said Knock You Down and
Out.
Scenario.
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah, thank you. I said down, didn't I?
Yep.
Because I was thinking of Sometimes Love Knock You Down. I don't know why that popped into my head.
I don't know how you made
the link. I don't know why Carrie Ellison's just like roaming around up in my brain. I should do something about that. I think I should seek some kind of help. Really.
I like Carrie Hilson.
I do too, but she just randomly popped into my head now when I was thinking LL Cool J.
Because like, I'm making. Because she's turning you on?
No, I think I just, like, in my brain made them a couple, and I didn't realize it.
No.
But I think I did. Yeah, we were like, but yeah, Mama Said Knock You Out, Scenario by Tribe Called Quest. Even the Leaders of the New School is in there, too, with, you know, old school Busta Rhymes and all that kind of stuff. Children's Story by Slick Rick, as well as new school stuff like Drake with Best I Ever Had. And
so you definitely get a variety of rap styles in the game.
Right. You know, there's some DJ Khaled stuff in there. There's some T.I. stuff in there, some Ludacris stuff in there. It's got DLC as well, so it's nothing that we're not familiar with already between a blending of, like, SingStar games and Rock Band Guitar
Believe it or not,
games.
I don't believe that there's a SingStar rap. I think there's a Sing-Song rock or pop where you might get...
Yep,
but there isn't an issue for rap. This is straight up, how black are you? We'll find out.
And pretty much. And I am sad to report...
Oh, no, you're not.
I am. It does. It actually, like, it pains me in this general area right here.
Uh-huh.
To report that Pandalicious completely pussed out on playing the game.
Yeah. Yep.
Completely. Yep. Completely. We jumped in. I said, we'll jump in on easy. It's no big deal. Okay? Most of these songs, I don't know anyway, but it's like karaoke. The English is going to pop up on screen.
Yeah, well, the bad. I can't read good. Especially, I have performance anxiety.
Obviously, but wait, you're on a podcast. You're on a video cast. You've interviewed people at multiple conventions.
I did theater.
You did theater.
I know.
In both junior high and high school. And you have performance anxiety.
Well, I do now.
Sitting in your living room with your sister and your mom who's asleep in the chair.
I know. I'm very surprised that she could sleep through that because...
Yeah, we were bumping.
It's like, Esh, Mom, it's like, you know, it's really loud in here. How do you zone it all out
okay,
to sleep?
But, like...
So it was embarrassing to me. And I would
embarrassing
never,
to me!
Like, I couldn't... I think it's because we had the mic on too loud, so you could hear yourself reverb through the speakers. I'm like, ugh! I don't...
Yeah, you were like, ugh! About my voice!
And I was only imagining how horrible mine sounded.
So you're saying I sounded horrible?
No, but I'm saying I would sound horrible.
So? It's just family. It's not like I, like, blasted it out on the internet.
Family doesn't judge family.
It's a game!
It's embarrassing.
You pussed out.
I did. I'm a giant vagina. You can stamp that big V right here. And that's okay, because I will wear that V with pride, because, yeah, I was ashamed.
So, here's
that
a
I didn't. I was ashamed that I didn't know these words nearly as well
I didn't
as I
know,
thought.
I didn't know most of them either.
You didn't look at the screen for Children's Story, okay?
Well, here's the thing. And I told you I didn't need the words for Children's Story, because Slick Rick, first of all, was one of my heroes. Back in the day, in the late 80s and early 90s. And Children's Story, this was back when BET didn't stuck, okay? In the afternoon, almost every day after school from, like, when the song was released, that video was on every single day, okay? And I love the song and the melody. I've owned the song for years. I have it on my iPad, my iPhone right now. Like, it is one of my, like, jams. It's my go-to one to get out of a funk. So, yeah. I know that one inside and out. I don't need to see lyrics, okay? I just need to hear the first beat.
I don't have a song like that, though. Okay. And I should, from all the great songs they had on this game, I was
You were doing the 50 Cent song way better than I was. I didn't even know the tempo of the 50 Cent song. I was just trying to make it through, because I was like, I don't know, I get money. I gave up on 50 Cent after I decided that he was a trifling motherfucker, so...
So, I mean, I was just like, wow, I really don't know much about... rap at all.
You know the Ludacris song.
Well, Luda's the man.
Luda is the man, but you know the Ludacris song.
You talk about stand-up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I liked stand-up.
Okay, you knew the Drake song?
Not near. You know, it's really funny because you think when you hear Drake songs that you know Drake songs.
He has a weird delivery.
You know Drake when he's singing. You don't know Drake's rhythm when he raps because his style is very different. So I'm like, I know this song. Why am I having a problem? And it's like, oh, wait, I know him
neither one
lyrically.
Of us knew a Millie, which didn't surprise us.
You got the beginning and that middle part I know, but it's that in between sections. So I knew parts 1 and 3. I did not know 2 and 4. And I was like, you know, and I
had
the song.
That's very telling that you weren't on the 2 and the 4.
No,
you're on the 1 and the 3.
I know, which is completely really upsetting to me. But I knew the first part of the song. I knew the third part, but I didn't know. And the 2 and 4 were totally black parts, which should say a lot, actually. And that's fine.
But I didn't know any of it. All I knew was the chorus of Amelie. Because I'll be honest with you, the first time I heard the song, I actually looked at my friend who was with me, and I was like, is he speaking English?
Yeah. Yep. Or is he's like a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed, which I didn't know was a venereal disease.
I didn't know. Yeah.
We're infected, apparently.
Yeah, I would like to speak to Wayne about that, actually, and find out exactly what grade he learned that in.
Yeah, maybe 5th.
Because...
I never knew
that's
that.
Not,
but I mean, no. was it fun to watch? Like, you can see all the original music videos while you're going through the
in
song.
In their entirety, which is really cool. Yeah. Because some of them, I didn't know that they had as long an intro or as long an outro that they had because they were cut for airtime.
Like Fight the Power?
Like Fight the Power. It's been years since I've seen the original opening because most times when it's played on any kind of music video station, they always start it off right at the beginning of the song. Which, by the way, I'm going to tell you right now that every single... If you don't have any respect for Chuck D from Public Enemy, you really should. Because that man's delivery is ridiculous. He does not breathe. Okay? At all. Okay? There are times where I was literally, like, grasping the floor trying to keep up and was just failing. Yeah. I was failing.
But, I mean, like, a lot of the older rap, like, you know, Snoop Doggy Dogg when he was young with Dre.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Look... We all know the Chronic. I don't think that there's a black person that does not have Alzheimer's who doesn't know
that song,
Gin and Juice, and who doesn't know Ain't Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, so, we all know that.
So
except
I mean,
for, like, maybe Yesh Mom.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. She doesn't know the words to that. She knows the song. She doesn't know the words.
So, I mean, I have officially remailed my black card back...
They're going
and
to
told them to.
It.
I'm going to have them review it. It's just a review, and hopefully that gets reinstated.
Yeah, but that means that you're going to have to do some things in order to get that reinstated. And one of those things is you're going to need to not wuss out. You're going to need to jump up on that.
I know.
What else are you going to do? You can't play Mike Tyson's Punch Out. That's not going to do it.
Nope. Can't I just cook fried chicken?
No, you can't just cook fried chicken.
Can I eat watermelon?
White
I don't
people
like
make really good fried chicken, especially in the South.
Watermelon? I don't even eat water. I would eat watermelon.
No, that doesn't do it.
Great drink?
That just reinstates your coonery card, and you don't want that back.
No, because that... No.
Okay, yeah. you don't want to carry that.
I need to get my blackness on, because this isn't a side note that I'm going to let you guys in on.
Uh-oh.
So I was at my job a couple days ago, and you guys all know that I talk to people all day long. And I get this guy on the phone, or rather, I get his mother, a Spanish woman. And,
oh, no.
And she gets... And
I can't
and
believe
she,
you're staring this story.
Yep, I have... I'm going to... Because I have to get this out. And she gets her son to go to the phone, and right before he comes on the phone, I hear her say the word gringa, which, if you don't know, means white girl. Or, I think, Salvadorian? Yeah, women will use that when they mean American women. So, I don't know if they are from that area, but I believe they're not. And I think she just meant it.
She believes that she was called a white girl.
I was called a white girl because of how I sound. And it kind of stung in my heart. Because, I mean, yes, there's this little sliver of white in here.
Scottish.
But that's, yeah. But I was like, wow. It's like, so because I sound like this, I'm apparently, you know, white. But, I mean, I guess... I can't remember his name now, but someone from All Games was very surprised to find out that I was black a while ago, too. I can't remember who that was.
It's Electric Sisterhood.
Sister.
Our avatars are black on everything on the
website.
Yeah,
but when we first came out, we didn't have our avatars on the...
not the Xbox ones.
No.
Okay. The original podcast icon.
Yeah, we're
black.
I wonder who that guy was because I can't remember now. But that bothered me too. But regardless, guys, I'm black. I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at it. I'm not. I can admit that. But I am. I try. I'm just not very successful.
Well, you're not a West Coast thug, but I wouldn't, like, say that you were Caucasian. Because you're not.
Well,
obviously.
Not completely. I know. I mean, I enjoy black things.
Don't. You're going to start a whole thing. Don't do this. You're going in. I'm just saying. I'm warning you. You're going down the rabbit hole, kiddo. Come back. Come back. We'll leave it at this. Right now, your pending review.
Pending review.
You've got some things that you need to do in order to pass your review.
Gotta get some hoop earrings.
Stop it.
Pocket.
You don't need a dookie chain. All right? You're fine. You don't need a weave. Okay?
Actually, no. I thought I'll get extensions.
Stop it.
I thought about it.
See? You called it extensions. It's a weave.
See? That?
This is a problem.
See?
I'll help. I'll help. Okay? And you're not supposed to talk about your weave.
That's a very white thing, too.
Yeah. It's okay, though. It's all right. We'll work on it.
I fear for my blackness.
I fear for it as well. But we'll work on that. Getting back to the game, though. Okay. As far as the gameplay goes, it's nothing stellar. You know, it's nothing that you're not already exposed to. So if you think that you're going to get a completely different experience,
then you're not. You'll be sadly mistaken.
The experience that's different is that it is a meld of hip-hop and rap. You know, old school and new school.
Actually, I had some R&B in there with that Method Man and Mary J. Tip.
Yeah, that's still really hip-hop. I mean, the samples...
No, R&B. Because Mary J. is the queen
of
R&B.
Yeah, Mary J. is...
You can put her on anything.
You can put her on toast and it'll be awesome. But,
Well, don't...
You know, there were a lot...
Don't kill her.
There are a bunch of tracks that, you know, have duet pieces built in, like Live Your Life with Rihanna and T.I.
Which I don't even think we tried.
We didn't, because really to be done well, it needs
you
to be
duet.
Because yeah. I have found, while playing this game, that I am not very good at rapping and singing.
I don't dip
between both pieces. I can sing, or I can rap. I can't rap and sing.
See? You're like, the diss, and I'm the dat.
Right. And that's... But you wouldn't play.
I know. Well, now that we've popped the cherry on it, maybe now I can go in there.
You want the sloppy seconds?
I guess so. I've been used to it all my life, so...
Oh! Wow! And then it turned into therapy.
I never got in first!
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. But no, it's... So yeah, it's not a new experience,
but
it's
fun.
It's an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, if you're a hip-hop head at all.
And you got a lot of black friends, this would be a great...
If you just got a lot of friends, you don't have to be black to enjoy this game. Bottom line is, if you already have microphones, it's great because it'll work with your microphones. So your Rock Band mic, your Guitar Hero mic will work with it, so you don't have to spring for the bundle that has the controller, the game, and the microphone. Do I think it's worth $70? No. Because it doesn't add a whole lot of new things. You know, it's nice to see the videos, but you can skip them. You don't have to have those on. The duet thing is interesting. The ability, if you have the camera built into your system, to actually record your performance.
Yeah, but then you have to, you know,
and
perform.
And show it to people.
Because I'd want to be like, yeah.
It's
like,
interesting.
You would want to
The
select.
Fact that expert mode basically drops the lyrics from the screen, period, and you just gotta flow it like you know it, or you don't. It's kind of interesting. I think that mode would probably be the scariest to a lot of people.
Yeah. Because
you're just like, alright, it's just me in the video. What up?
Unless you skip the video and that's just you.
Yeah. I think that those are neat little things, but I don't think that it's worth the $70. So, I would say that Def Jam Rapstar is definitely a rent. Especially if you've played any music games before. Because you already have all the gear, so you just need, you know, the game itself.
Right. What about
especially
if you're
a hip-hop fan? I don't think... It'll depend on who you're gifting it to. If you're gifting it to a hip-hop head, then it wouldn't suck as a gift. Okay? If you're gifting it to somebody who, you know, wouldn't be able to tell you who Kumo D was...
Probably not for
them. Would suck as a gift. So it would depend on, you know, who you're giving it to.
Right.
I think that just about anybody would have fun with it because at the end of the day, it's karaoke. And you always have fun with karaoke unless you, you know,
I've never actually done it, like, with a group of friends, drunk karaoke. I need to do that.
Drunk karaoke is one thing. Just karaoke in general, you know.
No, I'd have to have drinks in me if I was going to sing.
You know, the thing about karaoke is, in order for it to really be fun, you need to be in an environment that you feel safe in. Okay, so I've done karaoke out in the public one time. I'll never do that again. And I've done karaoke over friend's house. And I even had a friend of mine when I was living in another state who basically refitted her entire basement to basically turn it into a mini bar with a karaoke machine, dual screens, you know, like an air
slightly
hockey
raised
table.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, like, serious.
Scary.
Okay, and it was fun. It really was. So I would say that this is definitely for a very specific piece of the
gaming demographic.
Well, just rhythm gaming demographic, not just gaming demographic.
Right.
This game is only going to appear to people who are familiar with this music, where, you know, you have your rock bands and your Guitar Heroes, which kind of, although Guitar Heroes now really settling in on hard rock, previous installations of those two games really kind of cast a wide net.
You went classic rock, hard rock, to poppy rock.
Exactly. You know, you ran the whole gamut from Duran Duran to Metallica, you know, to Judas Priest. You know, so you spread a wide net. This is really, really a very small net. Just like DJ Hero was really for a very small net. You got to really like house, trance, trip-hop music in reality to really, really enjoy the first DJ Hero game.
Right.
You know, turntablism has to be something that you were sort of kind of interested in to begin with. I think the same thing can be said for Def Jam Rap Star. If you're into hip-hop, then it wouldn't suck as a gift. You'll definitely enjoy renting it. If you're not into hip-hop, like, if you jump into Easy and most of those songs that are there in Easy are not songs that you've heard of, then you're not going to enjoy the experience.
Okay. That sounds about right, then.
So, I mean, what does it boil down to you? Little Miss, I don't want to touch the mic. I'm scared. I don't know the words.
Well, I don't. For me, believe it or not, I mean, I do.
Because you were couch rapping. I heard you.
Because I was able to sit there and read the screen. So I was reading the screen. I'm
well,
like,
what
all
if
right.
I just get a mic stand and just put it here so you don't even have to touch the mic?
That would actually probably work. No, but I mean, the music's enjoyable. Once I could see it, because, you know, you sit there when you're in your car by yourself and you think you know everything.
Oh, you know every lyric to every song that comes across the radio.
And if you don't, you're like, no, they're wrong. I'm right. They're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, they wrote the song, but they wrote it wrong, because this is really what the lyric is. You know, like, but what I did with the Skilo song.
Yeah, it was exactly.
So I really thought it said 6th floor apartment. That's what I heard.
It's something Impala.
It's a 6th floor Impala. It's a 64 Impala, which makes more sense, you know, when I think about it. But that's what I heard, because I'm like, yeah, of course you want a 6th floor apartment. Like, you're moving on up, like the Jeffermans. And look, it made sense in my brain. But I was wrong.
So, I mean,
so thank you for the correction.
So, I mean, you know, so when you think one thing, because in my mind I'm like, yeah, this game could be totally awesome because I'm going to know at least 75% of these words. And coming out of this, I know maybe 15%
of
these
words.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it was really surprising because, like, when I was doing the Drake song, I looked you in the face. I was like, I don't know the words to this song. And then I got into it. I was like, no, shit, I do know the words to this song.
It's just
when did I learn the words to this song?
The words aren't hard for him. It's his delivery that's hard.
Yeah, and as you step up in difficulty, delivery goes stupid. Okay, like the one song by, what do you call it? Slow Jams by,
Is that Trip? Is that, Twista?
Yeah. Okay, as soon as I played the video, I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, because Twista's kind of like,
she wants a mom and get, and I'm like, nope. That's not going to work. No. I'm going to get a
blister.
That
man is a lyrical violin.
I'm going to get a blister on my lip.
I actually think I see one.
But what was really funny to me after all that playthrough and stuff was that the songs that I thought I didn't know, I did know. And a couple of the songs that I thought I did know, I didn't. Like, Just a Friend with Biz Markie. Like, we all think we know the words to that song. I was wrong.
So I just didn't want to be exposed. So that's what I was like, let me see how you
I'm
test
make
the
you
waters.
Today, just so you
let
know,
me get a grasp for it.
Like,
and then I'll jump
this week.
It.
You're playing. It's
well,
gonna happen.
The week's almost over.
No. This week coming up. Like, by the time they hear this podcast, it's gonna be Monday. So this week you're playing. Just so you know.
Okay.
So it's going down. Because again, I'm trying to help you get past your review.
It's going down. Meet me at the mall. It's going down.
Yeah, exactly. So as it stands, Def Jam Rap Star, definitely worth a rent if you're into the music. And I think that's worth a rent if you're into music games, and if you're into hip-hop, it wouldn't suck as a gift, but I wouldn't say that it's worth
a buy. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. The career mode is really short. The gameplay is solid. The videos are solid. There's no slowdown, especially if you calibrate at the beginning, and some of the extras could be pretty cute. Like, I unlocked a bunch of achievements, and I unlocked a bunch of
challenges. Other things,
like challenges, and which... for some are just endurance things, but, you know, I haven't even taken a look at the, like, sticker things that I got or anything like that, but, Devin Kosky, if you're listening to this episode, I think I beat your score, so, holla! Just saying.
Because you just had to do that?
Yeah, I mean, he put it out, and he put his score out on Twitter, and I was like, yeah, I think I can beat that.
Wait, but was he on normal? Did you check?
The song that he was doing, I could do on normal. It's one of the ones I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
It was Scenario.
Oh, all right.
I don't need the words to do Scenario.
So what's that scenario?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
So.
You've been called out.
Bring it.
Sucker.
I'm just saying, bring it. Whatever. You know what? I'm going to make it do what it do. See that? My black just slipped out.
Yeah, right, see,
there.
I saw it.
It just like. Just like that.
Yeah, see.
But see, it's going to come back now. And I'm just going to be relaxed. But every once in a while, just slips up.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yep. Next week, I'm going to have some DLC stuff for you, because I'm going to get on the Castlevania demo, as well as a couple of other demos, so that'll be fun.
Joy.
Exactly. It'll be filled with lots of joy. Just like our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landavesh.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, I don't even know why I'm telling you.
That's right. You should subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, because that way you'll get every single episode of our podcast as soon as we make it available on the feed, all in its mighty glory. No edits. Well,
maybe no, a little.
No edits of, like, for time.
No serious cuts. Like,
you know, cursing, because we curse and stuff. But you'll get it the way that the Lord intended for you to hear it. As soon as it's ready. Instead of having to wait. Why wait? Why wait for pleasure? Why wait for bliss? Subscribe already!
And if you don't want to do that, and you don't want bliss and pleasure, you can always look us up on any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But please be looking out for the shows that fly under our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that exists in the Land of Esh. While all new episodes come out each week on Monday, popping fresh out of the oven, you can get a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, where they talk about, well, games, as well as sports and music and drama, in a very unique and distinct voice, which we frickin' love. And now you can see them actually video-wise on the Ustreams, which I highly, highly, highly encourage. But you can check their new episodes every single Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you can get a brand new episode of the Geek Agro podcast. And well, for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites, which you can find all in one place, if you want, at www.landavesh.com. Or you can check all of our individual websites. You can follow us on Twitter. If you want to see the entire team, you can go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and follow the entire team by looking at the team Land of Esh list. Everybody who's involved, both in our magazine as well as the respective sites that I know about on Twitter, is on the list. So you should get down with those folks, as well as interact with us on Flickr, on YouTube, and, of course, on Facebook. Help us get our name. Interact with us. You can send us questions. You can post them live. We'll actually pull some things from the Facebook group and talk about them on the show. So if you want to interact with us, the Facebook group is the way to go. Just log into Facebook.com and search for Land of Esh. You can't miss us. And right now, we just need one more.
Number 25, if you're going to PAX East, buy a drink. A drink.
Limited one drink per person. during the entire show?
Only number 25.
Oh.
If they're going to PAX East.
And how am I supposed to know who's going to be number 25?
Whoever it is has to put a message up on the status, I'm number 25, bitch.
Yeah, and if five people put up, I was number 25.
Then we look at the call, we look at the little time signature, see who's posted first.
So that doesn't mean that they were 25. They could have been 27, but they could have been the first one to post it. There's no accounting. Don't promise shit that we can't account for. See, this is why I end up having to try and find a way to explain to somebody why they're really not getting a pony.
Wait, did someone actually...
Yes! So stop saying shit like that. You get me in trouble and give me the ajara.
I'm sorry, guys. We don't have ponies.
No, no ponies. Okay, what we will do is for everybody that's going to PAX East, if you'd like to tweet up with us, we'll do a tweet up someplace. We'll pick a place. We'll get together. We'll collectively have drinks. You gotta buy your own, because we don't got money like that. But we'll definitely tweet up. Maybe do an off-the-cuff recording or two. I don't know. You could be on the episode.
Oh, my God!
Because I don't have Oprah money here, all right?
So neither do I.
Okay, so we got to keep this, like, for reals. But we'd love to do a tweet-up with people. So interact with us on Facebook. Let us know if you'd be interested, if you're heading down for the event, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we'll plan something. It'll be hot, you know? We don't do gaming things. It'll be fun, of a gaming nature, because gaming nature is fun. So interact with us on Facebook. Help us get our and claim our name. But if you want to interact with us, that's the best place to do it. We can answer your questions. We're all involved over there. We'll be posting some neat stuff on there as well. And we'll probably have a giveaway in November.
And I'm not the giveaway.
So make sure that you're on that shit.
Definitely not.
I told you. Just know now. I told you. So
I'm off. I'm not on the market.
And while you're interacting with us, you gotta cop that magazine, okay? I love it. I know Panda loves it. Everybody who's involved with it loves it. So, you know,
I sleep with it at night.
You're such a liar.
No, actually, the first night we had it, I read it and fell asleep in bed with it. So that's not exactly
a lie. See? Look at that. It's awesome. It warms you. It makes you feel safe and secure.
It's like a Snuggie, but not, because it's paper.
Exactly.
And doesn't cover you from
with it, because you'll get paper cuts.
Maybe. Yeah. One or at least yeah. Three.
But we have all kinds of stuff in there. Fan fiction, music reviews, movie reviews, video game reviews, thought pieces, inflammatory ideas, and shit that I dig. Speaking of which, now that we've come to that point, do you got any shit that you dig this week, Panda?
XXXHolics on Netflix.
I was about to say, you've been talking about that nonstop.
There's more anime on Netflix, but I think I'll talk about that next week, so I don't want to go into it. But yes, XXXHolics on Netflix. Just anime on Netflix.
Okay.
And trees.
Trees are good.
Not the ones you smoke, by the way. I meant actual trees that provide oxygen.
See, your black just slipped out right there. I'm so proud of you. You're making progress.
See, I try. And, dresses.
Okay. That's a very interesting list.
And 40s.
Now you're trying too hard. You've never had a 40 in your
life. I've held one in my hands once. One of my friends was like, hold this. I said, okay, what's this? And he said, a 40. I said, is this the stuff that they pour on the ground and say, this is for my homies?
Oh, see, you're regressing. So let's just let it go out there, okay?
Okay.
We've made enough progress for today.
Okay.
All right?
That's yeah. Good. Okay.
That's good.
What about you, Ninja?
First of all, I'm going to jump it off with carnitas. Because carnitas are the bomb. Okay, especially when they're...
Is that the pulled pork from Chipotle?
Well, Chipotle does carnitas. But it's basically just pulled pork. Mm. Slow roasted, marinated.
And then pulled
just
on.
Just yummy in your mouth. Just disintegrated in your...
Okay, all right. You're making me hungry.
Like
stop it.
That goes down here and you want to like...
Stop it!
So, carnitas. That's some shit that I dig. I'm also going to have to say Blu-ray. I'm a believer in the spec now. After seeing the Star Trek movie,
that was
the
awesome.
New one in Blu-ray, I was like, oh!
I want a young Spock.
Who doesn't want Zachary Quinto?
That man was hot.
Zachary Quinto is so hot. I was so disappointed that Heroes went away because I really wanted to.
That man was delicious. Like, put him on a plate. You don't have to put anything on him.
I don't need him on a plate. Just put him on the table. And then finally...
Where are your manners?
I don't have any when it comes to Zachary Quinto. finally, the last piece of shit that I dig is gonna have to be reading, because it's fundamental. Yeah.
Okay.
So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out, folks.
Bye!